The Cardinals and Braves on Saturday, and before the game, St. Louis celebrated the 1987 National League Championship team with players such as Terry Pendleton and Ozzie Smith on hand. In the second inning, the Braves not impressed. They lead 2-1 before Randall Grichuk steps to the plate.
Swinging a fly ball deep to right center. This is trouble. It is gone, and the Cardinals have tied it on a home run by Grichuk, his 15th of the year. It's 2-2.
3-2 Cardinals in the fourth inning, runner at third, one out. The 2-1 pitch, Martinez hits a ground ball up the middle, a base hit. The Cardinal pitcher drives in Grichuk, 4-2 St. Louis. Paul DeJong will lead off for the Cardinals.
In the air, left center, off the bat of DeJong. At the wall, and it's off the top of the wall and gone! DeJong has done it again. Number 17 for the rookie.
Base is loaded. Freeman is the go-ahead run at the plate. Line drive, base hit into right field. Is going to score two. Tying run is going to go to third. Here's that 2-2 pitch from Rosenthal. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Cardinals have now won eight in a row.
Randall Grichuk, Dexter Fowler, Paul DeJong, each with two hits for St. Louis. They hang on and defeat the Braves 6-5 on Saturday. They're 5-0 against the Braves this season. The remarkable play of the Cardinals continues as they make it eight straight wins. They hang on against the Braves on Saturday 6-5. Afterwards, here's Cardinals manager Mike Matheny on their latest win.
Without question, a real good slider. Changeup was working well. But pushing to 100 there, it was more than what we were willing to pass up today.
How would you describe, I guess, your style of offense during this winning streak? We've seen sort of small ball in the first runs, which you had. We've seen steals. We've seen just a lot of different things.
Yeah, I think a number of things, as you said. You know, right at the top, you got two bunts and man on third base. Then you have, later on, you have really good situational hitting where even Greg Garcia comes up middle and second and third and nobody out, and he gets a ground ball on the right side that ends up giving us two runs. Carlos coming through and helping himself out. I mean, just a lot of things that look like what we expect to see and what the guys expect of themselves. But I think it's those grinding at-bats to us, it gets us probably as excited as anything, or they just fouling off. You know, they get the two strikes, and you know that they're still in the at-bat, and they're fighting their way through. And Randall Grichuk, well, that's one of the best two-strike at-bats he's taken. He fouls off a high fastball, a real short stroke, and then ball comes a little bit more in the zone, and he takes another short stroke. Next thing you know, it's in right center field bleachers. I mean, that's just the kind of that we talk about learning and guys getting better. That's something that he didn't do early in the season. And, you know, I just watch all of our guys getting to a better place.
In terms of the stolen bases, not specifically tonight, but here over the last couple of weeks or even a little longer, are you calling for more stolen base attempts, or are you allowing guys to use their judgment on the bases?
Yes.
So have they, I guess, earned that trust more, or earned that right that we're kind of...
We've done a lot of similar things all season long. Yeah.
Do you have a feel for what started this, not the winning streak, but sort of that offensive confidence that wasn't there earlier?
No, I think a couple big run production games. And you always saw us around the brink of it. We'd throw some things together, and we kept talking, we're missing that big hit. You know, we just talked about it to the point everybody's tired of hearing about it. But it's truly what we were missing, because we were getting guys on base and you saw a rally just about to happen, and then it would fall just a little short. And then all of a sudden we throw a couple big innings together and a couple big run production where it seems like everybody was involved. And then it's, all right, I'm just going to pass it off. You know, take that first inning today. You know, if we're having trouble scoring runs, Tommy Pham probably believes that he's got to drive the run in while getting him over instead of thinking about I can get a bump base hit. If not, I get him over because the next guy's going to get the job done. And I think it's guys having trust in the next guy up.
What's the belief like right now in that dugout? I talked to some guys, and you mentioned just believing that they don't all have to do it. They can each do their part.
I think that just comes from having a little success and having, I think, just a good streak here of the kind of baseball they expect to see, and where everybody's they're doing their part. And not necessarily one guy says jump on and I'm going to take us there. You're watching big production all the way through the lineup, even from the pitchers. So That's usually the foundation for it. But once again, I think it's just a matter of a lot of young players making part of the transition into improving and learning the league a little bit more and figuring out what it is that they need to do to be more productive and getting a couple of our veteran guys hot. And you know, it's been a nice combination. Yeah, he just continues to impress us every day, offensively, defensively. Paul's a good player. I mean, he's constantly learning and trying to figure out, you know, what they're going to do next, making great adjustments from at-bat to at-bat, and he's staying strong. I mean, we've played him a lot, and yeah, he keeps showing up ready to go. And so it's a lot on a young player if they allow it to be. This kid, just his mindset, so I'm going to go out and I'm – got a great opportunity to go play for the St. Louis Cardinals today, and it's just, he's playing a game.
Mike, a lot happened that night. What does it say about Trevor's level of maturity? He was able to block everything out and just attack that last inning.
Yeah, it just looks like Trevor we've seen in the past when he's locked in and continue to make good pitches, and you know, things happen behind you. But you know, we've had really good defense lately to go along with the offensive production we've had. The guys have really done a nice job all around the field, and had some nice defensive plays today too. But you know, you're going to have mishaps, and it's just a matter of getting back in there. And I think it's not just trusting the next guy, but also in Trevor's case, it's trusting himself that he keeps making pitches. He's going to get us out of it, and it's exactly what he did.
Any update with what's going on with Jed?
Yeah, just a sore knee, so we're going to have to give him. You know, we've kind of been going through this for a little bit now, giving him time when we can, and. You know, he can come off the bench to hit, so he'll be available again tomorrow. And then hopefully, you know, with the off day built in, give him enough to kind of get past this and get him strong to where we can have him back as a big part of that lineup.
Having Trevor tonight is obviously a big part.
Yeah, to me, he's thrown good enough to pitch any inning for us. And, you know, you're watching him have successful appearances when he's facing right-handers. Obviously, the lefties are something that he's going to have a specialty with the breaking balls. The slider and the curveball both are very sharp. But he's making good pitches with the sinker and the change that makes him effective with the righty. So every time he gets out there, I think he's gaining more confidence for us to put him in higher leverage positions. And you know, I think he's kind of past that. That's just, he's going to be a guy that pitches big innings for us. I mean, the only reason maybe Dex is unconventional is the fact that he is such an on-base guy. But, you know, he's driving the ball, and he's hitting for power maybe more than what we anticipated as we headed into the season. So it's been a nice fit, and I think it just gives some depth all the way through where you're working even in that four hole. Sometimes you're going to get two or three walks, and then it gives guys like Yachty or whoever's behind him, Jed, opportunities to drive in runs as well, and they've been coming through. So I think it just gives a lot of depth all the way through. No. Yeah, guy, you know, a lot of those have been in that nine spot where Randall's doing a lot of damage down in the bottom of the order as well. You know, Colton's taking good at-bats and driving in big runs at times. And so keep it up. That's all we're telling them. Keep going.
Sunday, the Cardinals go for the sweep with Michael Wacha on the mound, with Atlanta throwing R.A. Dickey.